I'm Ben Snowden. I've been involved with the project since day one. We removed the organ in 2003 or four from Sanford Park in Poole, which was a holiday camp. Nothing happened for quite a number of years, waiting for the Curzon to finish its other restoration projects. And we started installing the organ about a year ago, but it's all done on a voluntary basis, and it's to fit in around work. We've been doing about a day a week, so it's a slow but sure progress. Well, this is a Christie organ from the Regent Cinema in Poole. It was designed for accompanying silent films and to play between the interludes of the actual picture. It was installed in 1931. It's got 10 sets of pipes, and so that's 10 different sounds that it can create, but with the 100 stops on the organ in different combinations, it can make it sound very varied. And it's got a full set of traps and tune percussions to accompany the silent films, as well as various other sound effects. Car horn, the sound of surf, the sound of the sea. You've got phone bells, boat whistle, train whistle. This organ has a set of tuned bird whistles, which is one of only three ever made. And the organ is capable of playing a grand piano through the console, although we haven't got one here at the Curzon yet. 22nd of April, the organ opens with international organist Byron Jones, who's known as the Welsh Wizard. And as part of the opening concert, he'll play for a short silent comedy film called A Race for a Life, Max Denikman.